and as far as 1995, it was the same, pretty much. I do not think there's any requirements that were different as far as smoke detectors. Those have been around for years. And anyway, the second point that I was going to make, all the ones that have been built in the last 5 years, I would venture to say 85-90% of the duplexes that have been built in the last 5 years were built to townhome standards, meaning they did have a two-hour firewall in them, but they could not be classified as townhomes and were classified as condos.
What about hurricane standards? Have those changed any?
Oh, sure.
It's huge.
Huge change.
I don't know whether that would be any consideration or not.
We're basically doing this for lending purposes. I mean, this it's not changing the use of that building. So to make people
livability.
So to make people retrofit their building to
it's changing the use of paper.
I don't even know if we can do that.
It's not like we're taking a single family residential unit and turning it into a restaurant.
I like what's
nor here. Are you remodeling it in any way, shape, or form?
Right. I think important about this whole paragraph is that it gives the town the opportunity if somebody went in and converted their single family home into a duplex and wants to sell it, they have to show that they did it with a building permit and it was done by code. I mean, I think that's positive. And I think that, then you have the right to tell them, well, if you want this, you have to retrofit it then. But for, Ocean Dunes or any of these other places, I wouldn't think that. I don't know if it's our place to do that. I mean, I understand that it would be nice for everybody to upgrade their safety issues, but we're not changing the way they use that building.
Sorry for stirring it up.
All right, any recommendation? My general feeling is that probably the way that it's written is appropriate, but I understand the concerns too about, the current standards, but, since you're not really changing the livability at all, it's simply a nomenclature definition, basically.
Well, and I also think, like Paul said, it's something that it should be researched a little bit to find out if
there
is a legal issue.
If there is a legal issue. I would be willing to take this and address the other issues that we've talked about and try to kind of rephrase some of those things about addressing the HOA, put a provisional thing in here, and I think we're going to talk about the current versus the old standard. So really those two things, take out the horizontally bound units out of it and bring that back to the commission next meeting, if that's okay. Is that fine? Okay.
And you'll do the provisional approval.
Yeah, I'll do the provisional approval, put some language about, that there has to be new covenants approved at the same time the previous ones will be dissolved. And then we'll take out the horizontally bound user preferences. Okay. Is there a motion to then table this until the next meeting?
With those? Motion we table until you make those changes.
All in favor, say aye.
I need a second.
Well, second. Yeah, second.
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 Aye.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Good. All right. Agenda item number two, discussion on grants available to town for purposes of varying power lines.
Good job, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to invent that the horizontally bent and stuff.
Yeah. That was pretty creative. I thought about it.
Good try.
And I will email that to John in Word format, and then he can give it to you in Word format, so you have to start from scratch.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Discussion on grant. I think where we left this last time is that somebody, I forget.
It's me.
Is it okay?
The front of you.
Was going to give us a definition of the area. Okay.
Well, there's two pieces of paper in front of you. One was, I just said, hey, considerations to move forward on land use needs. I thought this is what we were referring to at the last meeting. The area for new underground wiring for power, phone, cable, et cetera, should be started at L and South J and then enclosed by 3rd Atlantic Avenue. At later times, you should consider expanding this. The new sign ordinance needs to be approved. That's going to get us where we need to go for, I'm going to use the word B1. Overlay planning should be implemented. Now, overlay planning doesn't have to be. It could be mixed use. It could be you know, there's other things we could think about, but I thought the overlay planning was something we were trying to move forward. And then for the above the work, we need the business district input to the sign and overlay ordinances if we do any of that. And I just took an old plot and just highlighted JK and the area where I think that's just B1. And I think we need a vision then from here, from council. You know, this is what I think we, planning and zoning, should be moving forward to do something with overlay, do something with the sign ordinances in that area, to make sure we get that area affected. Now, the sign ordinances can cover all of Curie Beach.
Right.
But make sure we cover that. And then in the future, probably 5 years from now, what are we going to do with K Avenue as we go forward? Because, you know, we thought that might be. But right now, this is possibly the next 3 years. Yes, we got to get funding. We got to do these things. We need to bring in the B1 district. I honestly think, I don't know if council can help or who we get, but I honestly think we've got to get some business people in here. Not our business people, outside business people too, to say, hey, here's what we're planning to do. We'd like to get some small shops in here. We're going to go with underground power. We're going to do this. You know, what would it take for you to invest in this? What does it take for us, the town, to do this? So yes, you know, that outlay where the underground power would go, and that's where I think we should start. We could cut that in half, I guess, if we could, if money is a big issue. But start with that, start with the sign ordinances, and go forward from there and see what we could do to get people interested. Because we need money to do this. We need funding. We need people to invest. And so we need the current people, and I know we've tried hard, current business people to come in and keep talking with us and get possibly some future people who might buy a property here. What would it take for them to buy it?
Okay,
so you asked, and that's what I put together.
Okay, so for agenda item number two, because the starting point is we have to, before we start applying for grants, before we start talking to them to get a cost estimate, things like that, we have to have a designated
yeah.
area. So the recommendation.
Cut that in half if you wanted to. My recommendation would do that whole thing from J to L and 3rd to Atlantic.
Well, and we have to do a 12 volt. It's 1,200 linear feet minimum.
Yeah.
What I'd be doing.
Right.
And this would be more than.
Well, well
actually,
I mean, what more than 1,200 feet? Because we've got really four streets.
1,200 feet is about a little bit more than a fifth of a mile.
And we've probably got a third to a mile there. If you look, there's four streets.
That's probably a third of a mile, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it knows almost exactly 1 mile from Curie Village to the pier. And if you look at that, that's 1 mile. So it looks like it's about,
I don't know.
Yeah, so it'd be one of those places. It'd be about two-fifths of a mile, maybe one-third of a mile.
1,200 feet is about the length of the new boardwalk we just put in.
Oh. Well, that's Atlantic L, from L down to the beer.
L N, yes.
M.
That goes all the way to M.
Oh, M. Okay, so it goes further out from there. All the way to M. So we take that.
It looks like it's real close to 1,200 feet.
Yeah.
Well, right. if you look up on the red light to the pier, that's 200 feet. And then. It's 500 feet, probably about 500 feet down to J Avenue. So it'll be 500
it's
feet.
It's close, but it'll be, I think it'll be there.
So that would be, that would be 1,200 feet, but now if you go up to 3rd Avenue, you get no way over. You get no
way over there. Obviously,
so
you're doubling that. Okay.
But as long as we got the minimum covered.
All right, well, since we're just kind of at the idea of what is the area, then the next step obviously is to, once we define the area, I think what we heard during the presentation was then to invite them to come in and give us a cost estimate, but there's going to be a cost associated with the cost estimate too.
It was just happened with the engineers to do the study was like $25,000. $25,000, I mean, it was pretty pricey. Let's go back to the air code. So, Jim, you're thinking that you want to do 3rd, June?
Well,
I thought we should include it. That's, again, getting to 1,200 feet. Probably if we could do it by just going to Fort Fisher Avenue and down to Atlantic and just cover that and get our 1,200 feet, I guess it would be a good start.
My original thought was to do the main arteries, which would be Fort Fisher, you know, through the you know, what do you have? I guess J and L might be fine. And then K Avenue.
K Avenue, Avenue up and down, one block beside.
Maybe up the third on K Avenue.
So not those residential. I mean, because right now you
have... Some of it's residential right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think the main, you know, people driving into the main lot, you can come up here and find the town. So maybe when you get into the town center, you start seeing the power lines buried.
So how would we define that? Because we need to, you know, I think we're at a point where we need to actually have a definition of the area and then go to the city, town council, and say, what's the next step? Do we apply for a grant to get an engineering study done? Do we, you know, do we pay for the engineering study,
right.
You know, out of the town and then try to apply for grants afterwards or whatever? But I think we need to be very, very specific in terms of the area that we're talking about.
Well, the area is very clear. That is the business district.
Yeah.
Right, but do we want to take out those, you know, just have four fish?
Well, all you could take out, I think you could do it this way, take out 3rd Street. Just say what you want to cover is from 3rd, K Avenue from 3rd to the pier, and from Fort Fisher Atlantic from J to L. That's what I think Alan's referring to. If that covers 1,200 feet, that would probably
that,
do
that
it.
Core.
Well, my property itself is 150. Because we have three lots right there. Right on L.
That's it, right.
In Fort Fisher. Correct. Yeah. The only concern I have is we have another business right there, Curie Keys, so, and then we have another business also on L. L and Fort Fisher. We have Gilbert's property, right across from there, is another business. They're not in the business district. They're not away from the business district. If you're assuming people are only going to calm down K, I think that idea is brilliant. K, keep everything nice and clean, like the downtown area. We have businesses.
Right. Well, there's actually businesses that are extending further down there, too.
There are.
It's just
see,
that
well,
the cost was astoundingly expensive, and so we're trying to...
Yeah, I think if you go to Ann
here,
from Ann all the way south, I think everything's buried pretty much. Mm-hmm. But so my thought was, hey, if we got this started in the business district, you could move this south to Ann eventually as the next phase.
Yeah. I think we just have to take baby steps on this.
Yeah. Can we get this started? And that, like, you know, I thought the B1 was it, but... You know, it'd be easy to eliminate 3rd Street, and if we still can get the 1,200 feet and, you know, cut our costs down, it still gets us where we need to go.
And if we had to use the road, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, you know, I think what it sounds like is eliminate 3rd Street, keep K, keep Fort Fisher between J and L.
Yeah.
And... I think probably the next step is just communicate that to the town council and see what the town council, because there is a cost, and, you know, once we define the area, it seems to me that there is a cost now. You know, do we try to look for a grant to do the engineering study, $25,000, $15,000, whatever it might be? Do we try to come up with that ourselves and do the engineering study and then try to apply for a grant? You know, it's clearly that's got to be a decision of the town council.
But then they're actually the buildings in Elizabethtown now. I've been watching that on the news. They're burying all the power lines in Elizabethtown. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I wonder how they got them on.
I just attended a Carolina Beach Planning Commission session, and the two of them are thinking exactly the same thing in Carolina Beach now. You know, everybody's thinking about trying to bury these power lines. So that, you know, we're not unique in that one. But there's obviously a limited amount of money. So it sounds like Carolina Beach may be a little bit ahead of us in terms of applying for grants at the present time, too. So. All right, is there a motion to present this outline to the town council and ask for a direction? I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor? favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, number three, amendment to sign ordinance. This is our continuing saga. We had a couple things in place. I believe that you were going to look at signs issues and that I was going to look at some other issues. Which...
Well, I came up, I did the changeable copy once more, given the percentage that we had on the new chart.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the signs are small, and we do 30% of the small signs, you have no changeable copy. I came up with 18 square feet for changeable copy sign. That covers a lot. I mean, it makes a lot. I don't think it makes anything or not.
Question. The only hole here anymore is these call signs when it's in here.
No. No.
See you next time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Holt.
Thank you. That is very interesting because I actually talked to, got into the Myrtle Beach. I figured if we're going to try to look at something that's beachy, that's inundated with signs. Actually, I've been talking to the Myrtle Beach planning folks for several years now, and starting about 7 or 8 years ago, they really realized that they had to clean up their image, and they've been moving very aggressively. I'm sure as anybody has been down to Myrtle Beach, I was down there this weekend, and very aggressively at cleaning up their signs and all those sort of things. So they have implemented a new sign ordinance, actually, in Myrtle Beach. And for anybody who's been down to Myrtle Beach, not North Myrtle Beach, but Myrtle Beach, you'll notice that they are really doing a good job. So I pulled off a couple things right here, but one of the interesting things that you mentioned is the changeable portion of the sign. And this is now the Myrtle Beach changeable copy sign component. And it's funny you mentioned 18 square feet because that's theirs. It says, a changeable portion of the sign shall be included in the allowable area of the sign and shall not exceed 18 square feet or 20% of the allowable sign area, whichever is greater. Mm-hmm. So that's now the Myrtle Beach ordinance. So you're recommending 18 square feet. I think we originally had 30%.
We had 30% of the sign, but then when you start calculating all the signs, you got some signs that are 18 square feet, or some signs that are 20 square feet, and if you were to put changeable copies, you'd have.
What I would recommend then is kind of use the same language of Myrtle Beach, 18 square feet or 30% of the allowable sign area, whichever is greater. So you might have a larger sign that actually would have been allowed to have a larger changeable copy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. The only thing that I changed was because at one time we were talking about not allowing pole signs, but I think we changed that because we're gonna just do monument signs.
Right. And I was looking at the thing that wasn't actually changed on this. When you look at very back of our recommendation, this thing in yellow, we had originally gone down to 8 feet. Okay. Right. Now, are you recommending we go back up to 12 feet?
I think we need to go back up to 12 feet because we're going to have a lot of pole signs.
Okay. If you look at this right here, would it be for all the districts that we're talking about? RA3, RA3A, RA4, RB1.
Looks like
B1, B2, and B3. Go back up to 12 feet on those. For all of them?
Hmm. Well, they're all on Front Fisher Boulevard, so.
Right.
So I would think you wouldn't allow them all.
So unless you just keep it
to be fair.
These are actually residential. This is it.
Yes.
But I mean, that would mean all the signs on Front Fisher could be 12 feet high, which would be uniform.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that going up to 12 feet. I mean, particularly if we're going to say, well, you can have some pole signs. So it's got to be higher than 8 feet for a pole sign.
Right.
So the recommendation is to go up to 12 feet for all these on Fort Fisher. These are all Fort Fisher.
Okay.
I was also asked to look at the amortization issue. And again, I got into Myrtle Beach, which is the ultimate sign, you know, kind of managed sign. They have an amortization schedule here. I probably looked at 100 sign ordinances now. The longest I have seen has been 12 years. I think it was 12 years. We were originally recommending 7 years, and that is in fact what the Myrtle Beach is. Myrtle Beach now, they actually have an amortization of 4 years on changeable copy, 5 years on building mounted, and for freestanding, 7 years. However, they also allowed an opportunity to apply for an extension that does not exceed one quarter of the statutory period, which means that if somebody has a freestanding sign in 7 years, they could apply for an extension that would be an extra 2 years or something, which would make it a total of 9 years. I think that's a kind of a nice thing. So when you look at our recommended non-conformance right here, we, I believe, we're recommending a 7 year. We look on page 7 of this.
Yeah, we crossed out 5 and put 7.
Yeah, we crossed out 5 and put 7. We have temporary sandwich, 60 days after notification. Signs of less than value, $100 evaluation, 60 days after notification. We didn't make this up. This clearly was cut and paste, and we were doing this from another sign ordinance. Signs painted on buildings, walls, or fences, 2 years after notification, and then all off-site. That shouldn't be off-site, by the way.
Yeah.
That should be... because we're all on-site. We don't have any off-site advertising here.
Can you say all advertising?
Say all... Yes.
When you're talking about sandwich board signs, Beach Protection is currently, in fact, I think they've already ordered the signs. One of their ideas is to mark the riptide areas, okay, by a flag and a sign. I don't know whether that's going to affect. They're doing that on the beach because it really is a safety issue.
We don't regulate
the beach. This wouldn't regulate the beach. This is commercial signs.
Okay. I didn't know. I knew that they were getting ready to implement that this year.
Commercial signs are including churches.
That's some. Yes, they are. Yeah.
Normally would.
So anyway, yeah, just very quickly, that is a mistake on page 7. It should be all on-site advertising sign together with all of the signs 7 years after notification. Generally the people are concerned about amortization, but 7 years, I mean, we could make it 10 years.
I'll put 7 years for a 3-year extension.
Or a 2-year extension, like 25%. We can use exactly the same language.
Just do it 3 years, so that's 10 years old.
Okay. This is the full language. It says, however, an owner or a lessee having been authorized by the owner to act as an agent may be granted one time only an extension for non-conforming signs to exist beyond the statutory amortization period, provided the extension period shall not exceed one quarter, 25% of the statutory period. We can put 3 years there. And further provided that all of the following conditions are met. The lease was entered into, that's for lease. This is all lease stuff. The extension is granted personally to the petitioner only with no assignment rights. I guess that would be an issue. So if the building sold, the extension couldn't be assigned to a new buyer.
So if I sold property and I had a sign that was not conforming, my 7 years are up?
No, the 7 years would still be there, but if we put an extension, you know, that gotcha. I think the extension wouldn't go.
Right.
The 7 years is the amortization for the sign. But if there's an extension, if you sold that, the extension would.
But if I sold,
you'd still get
property,
7 years. You still get 7 years.
The
7 years. So Yeah, I, you know, well, I've looked at a lot of these, and amortization, seven years is pretty standard. Pretty standard.
It's fair, and with a three-year extension.
Gee. What if we did a three-year extension on a sign that is, can you base it on condition of the sign?
Well, we have a thing about
we have
repair. We have a maintenance
report. 19376, page 6.
By the way, Myrtle Beach has gotten rid of digital signs too, I'm glad to say. Now, they haven't banned digital signs. They ban any sign that moves, blinks, you know, that sort of thing. So essentially, they're banning digital signs right there. So
all those billboards that turn around and do another billboard every 2 minutes,
those are going to be banned according to this. Now, they got 7 or 9 years to deal with it.
Well, I'm talking about Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach? Myrtle Beach is banned those signs. They're gone. You know, I mean, they're going to be advertised out.
What about the shark hanging on the front of the
right? Yeah, that's right.
Well, as long as it doesn't move.
They can eat people, but not
you. They have bells fire or something, things like that.
So we can't see Dolly Parton dancing out there on the train door, right?
No, you can't sit on the corner and watch her.
Myrtle Beach has really changed their act. I mean, it's pretty impressive when you go down there. And it's funny because, you know, where people have put in digital signs, you know, most of them are shut off now. They're still there, but they're gone. Those little digital signs now.
Yeah, well, I think we're almost there with all this.
Yeah.
So we'll go forward.
Okay, so the recommendation then is that we put, you know, we leave the language on page 7.
E or something?
But we add, how about the language, I'll just go ahead and read this language, okay, which I think is appropriate.
Is this going to be item E, or what, will we extend just another item? You're on page 7, right?
I'm on page 7.
Yeah.
I would put it as item E, yeah, put it as item E.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we got to be careful about that because if we're going to say 3 years, we don't want to have people with signs less than $100 applying for a three-year extension. Okay, how about item D1? We'll put this under the D.
Okay.
D1. So this, and I'll just go ahead and read this. However, an owner or lessee having been authorized by the owner to act as agent may be granted, comma, one time only, comma, an extension for non-conforming signs to exist beyond the statutory amortization period, provided the extension period shall not exceed 3 years of this, 3 years, just leave it there, and further provided that all the following conditions are met. Okay, Roman numeral little I, Roman numeral little I then. The lease was entered into prior to the effective date of this ordinance. The lease is due, this is number 2. The lease is duly executed and includes a date and time stamp indicating that it has been recorded in the office of the town of Kiri Beach, I guess. Item number 3, lease expiration without renewal or extension consideration. Yeah, forget that one. That one doesn't make sense. That's confusing. Okay. Item number 3, then, the extension is granted personally to the petitioner only with no assignment right of any kind.
What does that mean?
That just means you can't transfer.
Okay.
I think that's about all. I don't think we did that last one. Okay. Do we want to see the final document? You know, table this with these changes until next meeting. Look at the final document and vote upon it. Because by then, Dan will be a voting member.
Yes, that's appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's been a while. So.
Let's table it to
go
look at the changes in the next meeting.
Yes.
Will we hear a second?
Second.
Okay.
All All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number four, zoning overlay district. The issue was tabled at the March meeting. I think this may be kind of combined with number five.
I'm not a little confused about number five. I'm a little confused about number five.
Yeah.
Well, that was the brief thing I put together. Really, we talked about this at the last meeting, and you were going to write a memo to the town before they had their...
What I did is I put a memo. Then there are two issues. One is recommendations about the correct criteria for appointment to the committee. Okay, and I wrote that and sent that, and everybody should have received it. And then the other was, you know, which we communicated to Barry about before we could really come up with any ideas about, you know, which of these plans to follow. We need some direction as to what's the vision for the town. We got to have a vision for the town before you start deciding what to do with it in terms of planning and design and things like that. You know, are we going to be a residential community? Are we going to, you know, I mean, there's got to be a vision somehow. There's got to be a stated vision. That's still my favorite feeling. I don't know if that was done, and I apologize. I completely forgot about that meeting. I was planning on attending it. But to me, planning and zoning cannot do anything in terms of overlay districts. We can't decide, you know, this is a good whatever, unless we have a sense about what the vision is for the community.
So. Well, so is this the town council's request that P&Z put together a brief one-page outline as of that March 29th meeting? Does this mean that council is telling P&Z, is P&Z going to implement these studies? Because it was supposedly up to
there were five studies, and there were...
Well, it was a beautification committee, it was SLAP, it was everybody working on it.
Yeah.
And they were going to decide who was going to take over the economic development committee study. I'm assuming they said P&Z is going to do it.
That was my general impression, that P&Z was going to carry on with the economic development.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. But, you know, when we're looking at those four or five...
But we still haven't come up with any sort of a vision statement for P&Z. Personally, I feel that's very important.
I think it's critically important to have a vision.
Yeah.
Because once you have a vision, then we can start thinking about, you know, overlay districts and design characteristics and all those sort of things. But without a vision, we can't do a whole lot.
So I will, tomorrow I will let all of the council members know that we need to be...
And I could be, you know, I could do what the commission recommended last time, is I could send that statement to the council members, which would be fine, and simply say, before we can start doing a one-page outline about specific things that we may want to accomplish or which aspects of these studies we may want to take over in terms of implementation or general economic issues, we really need to have a better idea about what the town council's vision is for the community.
That would be wonderful.
I think the confusion is that we kept picking apart pieces of studies. You know, working power lines. What are we going to do for the beautification part? It wasn't and that's where it's lacking this. Mm-hmm. It's just a jumble of nothing. Just, you know,
and
they basically told me to find out about the power lines. It's like, okay, well, what good is that if we don't know where we're going?
Right. And honestly, I think the zoning overlay district is the, you know, good way to get going on this, but you know, we can say yes. I mean, we've already identified the B1 district would be the zoning overlay district. But the next step is, all right, well, let's look at the design characteristics for the overlay. But until we know what we want to do as a town, it's hard to start coming up with design characteristics. Yes?
I just was curious as to how many of y'all would be able to attend the form-based planning thing put on by the realtor.
That's coming up in April.
April the 23rd, isn't it?
Yes, 23rd.
Is it Saturday?
No, it's a Friday. Yeah.
Well, I'm planning on going. I think I've already sent something in.
I put my name on, but
I'll check and make sure that you were there. Because I talked to Catherine today. She was at the...
Somebody responded to me with an email, but I know I put my name on. I said I would attend.
I got an email, said yes, I would attend. I didn't hear anything after that.
And I said, I think I would attend too.
Okay, I'll.
All right, so I don't need.
You're going to check for us?
Yes, sir.
So if it's okay, I'm not sure if we need a motion for this. I'll go ahead and communicate to the town council tonight or tomorrow via email suggesting that we need the vision. We're glad to do all this sort of stuff, but we need really a better definition of the vision to be able to kind of push ahead on these sort of things. Okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Agenda item, I might have shut the one down here. Agenda item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Hearing none, we'll go to agenda item number 6, member items.
Are you going to be putting in for any hazing? Or have you already been through it?
She had enough hazing from the council, I'm sure.
I'm sure we voted on this, that they have to run the perimeter of the B1 district.
You didn't see me today. You didn't see me today, did you? I did that later. Just this morning.
All right, any other member items? Okay, is there a motion for adjournment?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank all of you very much. And you too, Ann.
Thank you.
Especially you.
My silence today. So
I'll be the most quiet we will ever see you.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be.